Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 to 17. I come now to the final objection, the third and final objection in this passage that Moses made to the Lord when God was commissioning him to go back into Egypt and be the instrument to deliver the Hebrews from their slavery. Moses complained that perhaps the people won't listen to him. And God has responded by the signs. And then Moses said, well, Lord, I can't speak. I'm not quick with my tongue. I'm slow. And God had assured him of his presence and his power. And then in verse 13, this third objection. But Moses said, oh, Lord, please send someone else to do it. Not me. Not me. In a sense, Moses comes clean here. The others were reasons, if you like, but they were excuses. But the real thing is, I don't want to do it. You can give me these signs. You can give me these promises. But please, not me, Lord. Not me. Why is this? Is he weak in faith? Is he afraid of the Hebrews? Is he afraid of the Egyptians, of Pharaoh? Is he afraid of failure? Is he afraid of man? Is he afraid of embarrassment and falling on his face and all the rest of it? All these pressures crowd in upon him, and he yields. Not me, Lord, not me. Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses. And he said, right, you can have Aaron, the Levite, your brother. I know he can speak well. He's coming to meet you. God had already stirred him up for that, no doubt. And his heart will be glad when he sees you. And you will be the man who will speak to Aaron, and Aaron will speak to the people. He will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if he were your mouth, and as if you were God to him. But don't forget the staff. Don't forget the signs. And of course, don't forget my promise. So God gives Moses Aaron, having been very angry with him for his rebellion, for his lack of faith. And so Aaron goes with Moses. But of course, Aaron was not an unmitigated blessing. At Sinai, he will lead the people into sin. So Moses is cluttering up his ministry here. But what do we learn from this, my brother and sister? Look how God uses the weakest of men. Look at Moses. With all these excuses or reasons, whatever you like to call them, boiling down to this, not me, somebody else, not me. Are you in that position, brother? How about you, sister? Are you finding excuses not to serve the Lord Christ? Of course you're weak. Of course you haven't got the power. Of course, you've had failure before. I'm in that same company with you. I'm a founding member of that society. Yeah, we are weak. We are feeble. And it is too much for us. I'm reminded of Spurgeon, and the text he would quote, it seemed to me, every now and again I could hear him doing it, that he would thresh the mountains, that God was telling him to thresh the mountains. And that's what it's for us to do. Moses had a tremendous job to do, and he couldn't do it. But he should have rested in the power and the grace and the sovereignty and the unction of God. It's a challenge to me, this. I don't want to go Moses' way. It's a challenge to you, brother, sister, not to make excuses. But it's an encouragement to me. Is it an encouragement to you? That God uses weak men like this, and he can use me And these feeble discourses and my books, whatever I do, however feebly, conversations for him, God can use anything and everything, and even me. But I see a contrast here. I remember John 1:17. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And there are many contrasts there, but here's the contrast. Look at Moses, and look at Christ. Look how unwilling Moses was. And yet I read of the Lord Jesus in Psalm 40, Hebrews 10, John 10, the willingness of Christ. Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. And there's a lovely hymn by Joseph Swain. The first verse goes like this. How willing was Jesus to die, that we fellow sinners might live, the life they could not take away. How ready was Jesus to give. No man takes my life from me, said Christ. I lay it down of myself, John 10:18. Moses was unwilling. Christ ran, brother, ran, sister, for our salvation. He left the eternal glory, became a man, died on the cross, suffering for our sins. Now raised again in glory, ascended, and will come again, meanwhile ever living to make intercession for us. What a glorious contrast with Moses. I see Christ here, shining out in all his splendid glory. But I come back to Moses himself here now. He is a challenge to me, not to make excuses. I hope, brother, I hope, sister, you will find the same. He is an encouragement to me, though. God uses the weakest of vessels, the weakest of servants, however feeble, however doubting, however fearful they might be. God uses men like Moses. Brother, sister, go labor on, spend and be spent, your joy to do the Master's will. Go and serve Christ today. And however small your efforts, and however weak you may feel, go on serving Christ. The power is his. The glory is God's. Eternal blessings can come through even your labors and through mine. Let us learn from Moses and act upon it today.